This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the confidence competence loop changes your physical presence over time. Why your body tells the truth before your words even begin. In short, body language is not just a signal you send. It is a record of every conversation you have survived, every skill you have built, and every moment you chose to act despite the discomfort. The confidence competence loop reshapes your physical presence gradually through practice and small wins, not through willpower or imitation. Your body's nervous system learns what your mind experiences, and that learning shows up in your posture, stillness, and ease of movement. You can accelerate this process by preparing your body deliberately before conversations, not waiting for confidence to arrive on its own. Definition: the confidence competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle where practice builds competence, small successes build confidence, and that confidence drives further practice and further success. Over time, this loop physically transforms how a person carries themselves in conversation and under pressure. Most people understand body language as something you manage in the moment. You remind yourself to stand up straight. You make a conscious effort to hold eye contact. You try not to fold your arms. That kind of surface attention has its place, but it misses something more important. The body language that other people trust is not the kind you perform. It is the kind that has been earned. After 6 decades of watching people communicate in boardrooms and kitchens, in corridors and confrontations, I have seen clearly that the way a person physically holds themselves is a record of their experience. It is competence made visible. And the mechanism behind that transformation is what I call the confidence competence loop, a concept I cover in depth in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time. Understanding how this loop reshapes your physical presence over time changes how you approach every conversation. You stop trying to fake confidence with your body. You start building it through your actions. What the confidence competence loop actually does to your body. Here is the truth of it. Most people believe confidence must come first. They wait to feel ready before they act. But the loop works the opposite way. As I write and say it right every time, we believe that confidence is a prerequisite for action, when in fact, it is the result of it. Each time you engage in a difficult conversation and survive it, your nervous system updates its threat assessment. The situation that once felt dangerous now carries a record of having been manageable. Your body stops bracing. Shoulders that once tightened instinctively begin to rest lower. Breath that used to shorten and shallow starts arriving at a natural pace. These are not choices you make. They are adaptations your body makes based on accumulated experience. This is why two people with identical knowledge can walk into the same room and produce completely different physical impressions. One has practiced, one has not. The one who has practiced carries the loop's evidence in their body: steadier hands, unhurried movement, eye contact that does not flicker with apology. The competence is visible before a word is spoken. The loop runs in both directions, and this is what most people miss. Not only does competence build confidence, the physical practice of confident posture feeds back into your neurological state. When you square your shoulders and slow your breath before a hard conversation, you're not performing confidence for the audience. You're sending a signal to your own amygdala, the part of the brain that registers social threat, that the situation is under control. That signal reduces the physiological alarm response. Your body becomes an input, not just an output. Why physical presence lags behind internal growth? You might have noticed this in yourself. You get genuinely better at something. You prepare well. You know your subject. And yet your body still carries old habits: the slight forward hunch, the tendency to look away when challenged, the hands that find nowhere comfortable to be. That lag is real, and it is worth understanding. Physical presence changes at the pace of your nervous system, not your intentions. The body holds a kind of muscle memory of anxiety. Every time an old situation triggered the amygdala, the body recorded the pattern. Tight jaw, raised shoulders, quick, shallow breath. Those patterns do not disappear the moment you acquire new knowledge or new script. They fade through repetition of successful experiences. This is why nonverbal communication in tense situations often exposes the gap between what people know and what their bodies have fully absorbed. A person can understand intellectually that stillness projects authority, but their hands will still betray agitation until enough successful conversations have written a new pattern over the old one. Small wins are the currency of this process. Each conversation where you hold your ground physically, where you resist their urge to overgesture, to shrink, to qualify your body language with apology, deposits into the nervous system's account. Over weeks and months, those deposits compound. The change is not dramatic on any given day, but across a year of deliberate practice, the shift in presence can be profound. The role of deliberate preparation in speeding the loop. Waiting for enough successful experiences to accumulate is a slow path. You can shorten that path by preparing your body before conversations, not just your words. In Chapter 3, I'll say it right every time, I introduce the Strawn method, a 6-step pre-conversation ritual. The second step is simply this. Take a breath. It sounds almost trivial, but the physiological impact is not. Slow, deliberate breathing before a conversation lowers the cortisol response. It signals safety to the nervous system. Combined with what I describe in the book as power posture, standing with feet planted, spine long, shoulders back, and breath slow, it produces measurable physical change before the conversation begins. You are not pretending to be confident. You are creating the physiological conditions that allow confidence to operate. This preparation matters because conversation anxiety, the tight-throated feeling before a hard discussion, is not a sign that something is wrong. It is a sign that your body is ready. I have seen too many capable people interpret the redness as a warning to stop, when it is actually a green light. The anxiety that comes before a difficult conversation is energy. The Strawn method gives that energy a physical container and a direction. How you handle that physical redness in the moment directly shapes what the other person reads in your body during the first 30 seconds of exchange. For a deeper look at how this preparation affects meeting dynamics, the piece on the role of communication in meeting success covers that ground well. What this looks like when the loop is working. Let me tell you something I have learned the hard way, the difference between a manager whose team trusts them instinctively and one who earns only cautious compliance is often not the words they use. It is the physical presence they carry into the room before they speak. A manager who has built genuine competence through practice, who has had many difficult conversations and navigated them with some measure of success, enters a tense meeting differently. They do not rush to fill silence. Their body rests rather than braces. They make deliberate eye contact. They can sit still, which is rarer than it sounds. That stillness communicates something specific. They are not afraid of this moment. This connects directly to what I explore in how the confidence competence loop explains why some managers handle workplace tension better than others. The physical dimension of that competence difference is not accidental. It has been built, loop by loop, through repeated engagement with hard situations. Contrast that with the manager, who is equally knowledgeable, but has avoided confrontation. They may know exactly what to say, but their body does not know it yet. They lean away. Their gestures are defensive. They speak slightly too fast. The team reads all of this, not consciously, but accurately. The trust gap is physical before it is ever verbal. How the confidence competence loop explains why some leaders develop a stronger voice faster explores how the same principle plays out in vocal presence, which is the natural companion to the physical dimension covered here. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The mistake that stalls the loop. Most people try to correct their body language directly. They read a list of tips. Stand up straight. Do not cross your arms. Firm handshake. They practice in a mirror. They apply the rules in a meeting. Then, under pressure, every technique dissolves. The old patterns return. They conclude that body language improvement is either beyond them or requires some kind of ongoing performance they cannot sustain. The mistake is treating body language as a separate skill, disconnected from the competence being built in the conversation itself. It is not separate. It is the surface expression of what the loop has built underneath. You cannot override years of anxious physical patterns with 2 weeks of deliberate posture practice. You can, however, use small physical anchors to help the loop move faster. Before your next difficult conversation, try the stand alone for 60 seconds with feet hip-width apart, hands resting at your sides, chin level, breathing slowly. This is not performance. It is preparation. It reduces anticipatory anxiety enough to give your genuine capability space to operate. Then the conversation itself becomes another deposit in the Loops account. How to use the core framework to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation offers a complementary approach for those moments when you feel your composure beginning to crack mid-conversation. When the body catches up with the person, there is a moment in the loop that long-term practitioners recognize. You walk into a situation that would once have triggered every physical anxiety response, and you notice the absence of it. Not a dramatic breakthrough, just a quiet gap where the dread used to be. Your shoulders are already settled. Your breath is already easy. You did not prepare your posture consciously. It arrived correctly on its own. That is the loop completing itself at the physical level. Competence has been practiced enough times that the body has genuinely learned. The pattern is no longer a choice. It is a default. Getting feedback at the right moment accelerates this process. Knowing quickly whether a conversation went well or where it broke down allows you to adjust your preparation before the pattern has time to calcify. How timing affects the impact of feedback addresses this directly, and it applies as much to your own self-assessment after difficult conversations as to the feedback you give others. One more tool worth keeping the 3-second pause is one of the simplest physical practices available during a tense exchange. A genuine pause, breath held naturally, body still for 3 seconds before you respond, does two things. It gives you time to choose your words, and it signals, physically, that you are not rattled. That signal matters to the other person and to your own nervous system simultaneously. The loop is a practice, not a destination. I've watched people in their 30s with 40 years of earned physical presence, and people in their 50s still bracing like they are about to be found out. The difference is not age. It is accumulated practice, and the courage to keep entering difficult conversations instead of avoiding them. Technique is the what, but confidence is the how. I write and say it right every time. You can have every script memorized and every framework understood. If the body has not caught up, the message will not land with full force. But the body does catch up. It catches up every time you choose to act before you feel fully ready. Every time you prepare deliberately rather than hoping for the best. Every time you process a stumble and return to the conversation rather than retreating from it. The confidence-competence loop is not just a mental model. It is a physical one. And your body is keeping score of every time you showed up anyway. Frequently asked questions. What is the confidence-competence loop? The confidence-competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle where practice builds competence, small successes build confidence, and that confidence drives further practice. Over time, this cycle physically transforms how you carry yourself, making body language an outward reflection of inner growth. How does the confidence-competence loop change body language? As competence grows through repeated practice, the nervous system relaxes its threat response. Shoulders drop. Gestures become deliberate rather than defensive. Eye contact steadies. The body stops bracing for failure because experience has taught it that the situation is manageable. Can you improve your body language before you feel confident? Yes. In fact, that is exactly how the confidence-competence loop begins. Adopting a grounded physical posture before a conversation sends physiological signals that reduce anxiety. Action produces the feeling, not the other way around. Confidence follows the body, it does not precede it. What is power posture, and how does it relate to the confidence-competence loop? Power posture is the deliberate practice of grounding your body before a high-stakes conversation, feet planted, shoulders back, spine long, breath slow. It activates the physiological feedback that calms the amygdala. Over time, practice through the loop, it becomes your natural resting state. Why does body language change slowly even when you're improving? Physical presence changes at the pace of your nervous system, not your intentions. Your body holds the memory of past anxiety. Each small win gradually rewrites that memory, but it takes repeated successful experiences before the new pattern becomes automatic and effortless. How does conversation anxiety affect body language in the confidence-competence loop? Anticipatory anxiety triggers physical bracing, shallow breathing, tight shoulders, reduced eye contact, restless movement. The confidence-competence loop teaches you to treat that anxiety as a readiness signal, not a threat. As competence grows, the physical reaction softens without disappearing entirely. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.